Hello, I'm Kyle.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Joel.
And I'm Jason, the creator of the Army Showcase. And we got in front of us what is probably the biggest game of the year. Does it live up to the hype of a summer blockbuster, or does it belong on Craptacular Movie Saturday on the Sci-Fi Channel? Find out as we review...
Let's do it, Jason.
Because last time we did Blood Bowl by Games Workshop, so this is why I like,
You should, get the box and, like, stand it up.
We should just do Blood Bowl again. Why don't we just do a review of Blood Bowl again?
One more time.
Because apparently we don't know what you don't... Oh, I mean, you
Jason,
don't know
you have to put this at the beginning how you mess up twice.
Yeah, okay. Apparently I suck. Go. Try it again, for real. It's Space Hulk. Space Hulk, not Blood Bowl, Space Hulk. Okay.
God help us all.
All right, go ahead.
Hello, I'm Kyle.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Joel.
And I'm Jason, the creator of the Army Showcase. And we got in front of us what's probably the biggest game of the year. Does it live up to the hype of a summer blockbuster, or does it belong on Craptacular Movie Saturday on the Sci-Fi Channel? Find out as we review Space Hulk by Games Workshop on this episode of the Tabletop Battlefield. So welcome back to Season 3 of the Tabletop Battlefield, the official podcast of Army Showcase over at www.tabletopbattlefield.com. And in just a minute, we're about to start our review of Space Hulk by Games Workshop, the latest kind of standalone game in the Warhammer 40,000 universe. First, I'd like to welcome our friend Joel to the show. First time on. Hopefully he has fun. So,
Let's hope.
Hopefully we won't scare him away for the rest of our lives. But
I've done that a few times with the host, apparently, because some of them stopped returning my emails.
Exactly. Like, who is this guy? Why is he emailing?
Yeah. Anyway, so what Space Hulk is, like I said, it's a standalone game in the Warhammer 40,000 universe. The idea is you got one player or one team playing the Blood Angel Space Marines, taking a squad of Terminator battle armor through very narrow hallways, trying to rid the area of Gene Stealer infestation. Of course, the Gene Stealers are one of the Tyranids. And they're very nasty and very violent and like to rip things up. That being said, the kit is $100. It's basically, right now, it's limited production run, whatever that means. Find that out later, whenever Games Workshop stop doing the limited production run. But you get 35 figures in it, very highly detailed, 12 Space Marines, 22 Gene Stealers, 1 Broodlord, and 3 other little miscellaneous figures for random things. You get a decent chunk of board tiles. I think there's like 10 rooms and about 30 hallway sections. But you get a bunch of stuff. Plus counters, doors, dice, and a few other cool little things. So with that, like I said, that's basically the overview of the game. Let's dive into, first, we're going to do the vital topics. We've done this before. Let's run for, say, 3 minutes. And the idea is basically we go through the three common topics. We'll start with Ryan. And the first topic, he'll say whether he likes it or doesn't like it, and say about two or three sentences supporting his opinion. Move on to Kyle, then to me, then to Joel, and then we'll move on to the second topic. So, first topic, as usual, is figure quality. Let's go. Figure quality, Ryan. Like it or hate it?
I like it. I like it a lot. Especially, I mean, just the detail of the Space Marines and the Gene Stealers. They both have their own personalities, and they're all not just one same character. I mean, you have some that are carrying skulls of either-or enemies. You have some climbing on walls, you got some holding different guns and other armor. So overall, I think the quality is very good, very imaginative.
Kyle?
I do like the quality of it. I know that some of these are unable to stand up very well on their own.
There's a few of those.
But overall, they did a really good job. I think detail is magnificent for being plastic models, and as I said, they did a really good job.
I'm going to go ahead and agree with that. Same reasons. Fantastic detail. Some of the best figures I've ever seen. And I love the dynamic poses. Like you said, climb down the walls. Mm-hmm. The best one is a Terminator with the dismembered head and backbone of a Gene Stealer. Joel?
I thought the figure quality was excellent. I like the details on the Terminators especially. Especially like this guy in his little Wolverine pose.
Oh, lightning claws guy.
Lightning claws turned out very well. But I thought they did an excellent job with the figure design.
All right. Board quality, Ryan.
Board quality. Oh, love it. I absolutely love it. I mean, you have, I mean, narrow corridors. You feel like you're in a spaceship. You have, like, detailed boxes.
Well, Kyle, we've got to move along here.
Yeah.
Kyle? Like it, hate it?
I like it. It gives many different opportunities to change up, you know, not only the missions that you have on that are given to you, but you can create your own missions and ideas and change around, make you however your own spaceship would be interior-wise.
All right, I'm going to agree. Looks good. Easy to tell what's going on. So it's very functional and very artwork. I love the blood stains in the walls. Mm-hmm. Joel?
I think it's great that it's a modular board. The artwork, I thought, was it was adequate. It was a little, I don't know, I thought it was a little bland, but, you know, gets the job done.
Right. Other component quality. Ryan?
The what?
Other component quality. Everything but the figures in the board and, yeah.
Okay. I love the flame balls. I love the blips, the little blips, which reminds me of a certain movie back years ago.
Kyle?
Certain alien type movie.
I think the rest of the quality is really good with the different unique designs on the tokens, including the fire and the blips and the jam guns. I wasn't as much of a fan of the doors and how they were designed. I mean, they do the job, but I think they could have, done a little bit better.
All right, well, I'm going to agree with that. Awesome. Dice are the coolest looking things ever. Joel, 1 second. Joel, what do you say, yes or no?
No complaints.
Okay, that'll be a good one then. There's no middle ground in the show, by the way. Do you like it or hate it? I've got to tell you about that part. No wussing out. Okay.
Because Jason's bipolar. He either loves stuff or hates stuff.
No one's laughing at you. Therefore, it must not be good. Let's go to our core topics. We'll start with one topic in a row. We got 10 lined up.
I'm off the ball today.
We'll go ahead and say, you know, each of us is going to say whether we like it or hate it, then we'll go into a 2-minute discussion of what it is about. First core topic, sci-fi horror theme. That's kind of the whole idea of this game. It's a sci-fi horror game, like many like sci-fi horror movies you see. Mm-hmm. Like it or hate it? Ryan.
I love it.
Kyle.
I don't like it.
I absolutely love it. Joel.
I think it's awesome.
So let's go ahead. Let's have... Well, I just kind of briefly explained what it is. So, Kyle, why don't you like it? Because this basically does recreate a lot of the feel of this horror movie.
I believe it's like, just too, you know, just repetitive, too generic, you know, whatever movies that you see. I'm not as much of a fan of horror movies to begin with, but... I mean, this is just the same repetitive type of, you know, thing. Go down corridors, bunch of scary aliens suddenly show up. Oh, no, they get, you know, we just are getting overrun. I think it's just too bland. I would like something a little bit more unique than, you know, say, you know, this is reproducing Alien.
See, I got to disagree with you on that, mainly because, like I said, one, not only does it capture the essence of the movie really well, I guess the question, do you like the movies or not, I think the game is really tense. Mm-hmm. There is a lot of, I guess, pivotal key moments where you need to do well or you're going to get screwed over and things can fall apart.
That doesn't have to do with the space horror generic.
But that's capturing the idea of the movie. You know, it's a very... These movies are supposed to be very tense, very excitement, and that's what this game is to me. It's very tense. You know, you got to plan every little thing out or things can go really bad really quickly. And your guys are running around screaming, we're going to die, we're going to die. And it's crawling everywhere.
And Kyle, I have to agree with you for the fact that, because in my head, I knew you were going to say bland. I think for some people, it probably would be bland. Some people want something more complicated. But
Warhammer 40,000.
Yeah, something like that. But yeah. I mean,
that's this more complicated.
This game is a bit more simple to play. And for those who don't want something complicated, it still provides a good amount of suspense to play. And just puts you on the edge of your seat and, like, you want to win this game. But you're going to... You feel like you're going to lose, like, in an instant.
Yeah, there's a lot of that to it. Joel, any thoughts?
Yeah, I like that you don't have to spend too much brain power on this game, but it's still a good time.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Kyle, still against it?
You know, I'm still against it. As I said, you know, I don't like repetitive, based ideas. I as much as I like, you know, this whole idea of a corridor, but... It's just repeating something that's already been done many times in, you know, movies. It's just on a board instead. And for me, if I wanted to watch a horror movie, you know, great. But I'd like to play out something that's actually more interesting to me.
Okay, well, let's move on to the next topic here. And talk about how each of the different races, obviously the humans and Tyranids, play completely differently. And let's have Kyle, you start first since Ryan started last time. Like that or feature or hate it?
I do like that feature.
I agree with it. Joel, what do you think?
I liked it.
Right.
Like it.
Okay, let's have... Yes. Well, okay, let's start talking. So like I was saying, this kind of ties into the back to the last one a little bit. Terminators are obviously big, bulky, super genetically engineered humans in large, awesome battle armor. They carry cool weapons, machine guns, assault cannons, flamethrowers, all sorts of fun little toys. The Gene Stealers fight with lots of numbers. They come crawling out everywhere and try to swarm you. They basically charge into your guns, trying to get you to run out of ammo and jam your guns and things like that. And I think it's just awesome, because, you know, it's two totally different ways of thinking. Mm-hmm. Personally, I find the Space Marines harder to play as, but maybe that's kind of how I am in terms of thinking. It's much, a little more...
I think they're a little bit more dependent on the dice rolling.
Yes.
And they're dependent on each other, too. Yeah, I mean, they work as a unit, and if one dies, then you're almost screwed.
Well, goes back to the dice rolling, as I said.
Yeah, to some extent, but you can also make... They're less forgiving, too. If you make a mistake as a Space Marine player, you're going to be in a lot more world of hurt, because Gene says just throw tons of guys at
him. But that also creates the element of a horror film, because usually in a horror film, when somebody dies, then the whole rest of the group is like, oh my gosh, we just lost somebody, now we're all going to die.
Usually the first two people die are idiots, so the first two don't count. They're just cannon fodder anyway. Except in this game, there's no real idiots to toss into cannon fodder. You need some Imperial Guard troops to do
that. Just people who can't roll dice.
Well, that's the problem with every game. Like you're saying, though, the Space Marines, in some ways, they do most of the dice rolling. The Gene Stealers only roll when you're in close combat. The Space Marines are rolling all the time as you're charging into them.
And the Space Marines generally have only two dice, while the Gene Rollers have...
Gene Stealers, whatever.
Controlling both these guys, it's not that complicated to control both of them. Like, my first times on them, I beat Jason... And I like saying that, too. I beat Jason my first two times.
Joel. My first two games.
Yeah, but I'm a very simple tabletop player. I'm not that strategic, so just saying I did that is just...
Wow. Glorifying. Wow.
I admit it.
Okay.
I don't know what's worse, you admitting it or it being true.
Let's move on to topic number three here for our core topics. Movement and positioning rules and the tactics associated with them. I'm first person up this time, and I love this whole aspect of the game. Joel, you like the movement and how movement and everything works?
Yeah, I thought it worked out pretty well.
Ryan, I'll get to you in 1 second.
I like it.
And Kyle?
It did its job.
Okay. Let's have Joel, why don't you start talking first, because you're ready to go on there, and I kind of cut you off.
Well, I was just going to say, with all the corridors, you got to really put some thought into how you're going to move. You can't just go charging down and blasting away.
Well, you can.
It'll be a short game. And at the same time, if you just stay still and try to hold the line, then you're just going to get... caught up in a logjam of Gene Stealers, so you got to be a little more clever.
So in a sense, Joel, I mean, you really do, I mean, even though you don't have to think as much, you do have to put some thought into how you can do it, or you're going to probably end up dead.
Oh, I think there's a lot of thought to how you position guys, with the space.
Just Joel said before that it was, it's a little simpler than a game, and I agree with that, but you do have to put some thought into it.
I think simpler while it's mechanics-wise, not necessarily strategy or thinking-wise.
Right. Yeah.
I was just clarifying.
There's not too many rules that you have to...
It's surprisingly
that you have to keep straight.
Surprisingly thin for a Games Workshop game.
Yes.
The rule book's like 23 pages.
But it's just as costly.
Just as costly, but we'll get to that a little bit later. But yeah, I think the Space Marines are kind of all about, they got to kind of cordon off an area and slowly have this kind of blob that moves along, shooting in every direction possible. Because you leave an area open, the Gene Stealers rush in, and you're in a world of hurt there. So that's kind of a lot of the tactics of the Space Marines. The Gene Stealers, of course, like I said, they swarm. So, their idea is that they want to get around you, try to cut off your routes, maybe stall you at one point, try to outflank you. So, it's, like I said, that goes back to two very distinct styles of tactics. Mm-hmm.
And also, I mean, I thought when I first played this, and I was going to play the Marines, that I thought, okay, these guys are going to be a lot more complicated, and I might not like playing these guys. I like the Gene Stealers a lot better. But it turned out that I like both pretty much the same. They're both good, easy to play. I thought Marines would be more complicated, but that just wasn't the case.
Marines have more variety. We'll talk about that next when we get to the combat system, because they have all the different weapons. But I guess that kind of sums up all the movement stuff pretty well. And just in good time also. So let's jump on to our fourth topic, same combat rules. So this is talking about the actual mechanics of combat. Joel, like him or hate him?
Like him.
Ryan?
Like him.
Kyle?
This is separate from the dice.
Yes, it's separate from the dice.
Okay, I like them.
We'll be hearing more about the dice later. And of course, I like them too. And what I want, I'll start off first in this case, and what I want to say is this is not Warhammer 40K. If you play Warhammer 40K, you're familiar with the idea of you shoot, you say roll a hit, roll the wound, you roll an armor save. I think that works well in large-scale battles of 40K, but like, you have played Necromunda, right?
I have never played
it. Oh, you never played it? Okay, yeah. Someone else, one of my other friends had it. But yeah, the Necromunda is basically 40K, but a smaller scale. I don't think that whole rolling to hit, to wound, armor save works. Here, it's a lot simpler. Mm-hmm. You roll basically a couple dice, and you gotta get a certain value or higher, and the guy blows up. Mm-hmm. At least that's how ranged combat works. Melee, you get in there, you basically do a dice off. Highest number wins, with various modifiers. That's what I like. It's simple, mm-hmm. and it works. Mm-hmm. What do you guys say? Anything different?
No, it's pretty much a quick and it's a quick and easy combat.
And I dumb
it. You know, it doesn't take very long to complete your combat that you need to compete.
Part of the balance too, where they gave all the rules to the Space Marines as far as the weapons and whatnot. Yeah. But then for the Gene Stealers, they gave them the clear advantage in close combat.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So I guess there can be a lot of dice rolling because, like, when you're doing the Overwatch, which allows the Space Marine player to fire on the Gene Stealer's turn. As the Gene Stealer is running up to him, there's a lot of gunfire going off. There's a lot of dice rolling there, but what do you think about balance? Do you think it's the right amount of like the dice rolling in terms of what you got to get?
I think it's very good balance. You give the Marines a distance advantage when the Gene Stealers run up to them, so that causes the Gene Stealers to work that much harder and figure out a way to get up to the Marines to tear them to shreds. Because if a Gene Stealer goes up against Marine, they're most likely going to be torn to shreds.
Except for his sergeant.
My sergeant was killing all of them.
Yeah, left and right, just slashing.
Yeah, I killed about 6 or 7 of his guys just immediately combat alone.
It was just disgusting. It wasn't cool at all. And he won the game because of that. You won the game because of that.
Oh, yeah. I had only 3 guys left.
So let's go on to topic.
I'm glad I won, then.
Topic number 5. The claustrophobic nature of the game. Small rooms, small hallways. Ryan,
I like it.
Kyle.
I like the small hallways. The small rooms could be slightly bigger.
Yes or no? Like it or hate it?
Well, you know what? Maybe we should improve upon
I'll be nice and give you 1 for each.
Okay.
It's frustrating, but it feeds the theme of the game. I'm going to go with it. I like it. Joel.
I liked it. It's Space Hulk.
Yes.
Why don't
I explain what Space Hulk is? I guess we don't know. I guess we don't really explain that yet. A Space Hulk is a giant, massive ships that have been crushed together in the warp, which is like how you travel between planets in 40K. So you got lots of little narrow hallways. I guess a bunch of spaceships smashed together. Very narrow hallways. So it's always, you know, single file lines, except in the rooms. Which, I mean, not only adds to the theme, but a lot of the tactics you'll see as you play as. Especially the Space Marines. I mean, you can find yourself, oh crap, I'm in the wrong order, I'm really screwed now.
And I don't think the tactics in this game would work if you had wider hallways. If you had wider hallways, you'd have to make the characters
Space Marines would kill them.
Yeah, Space Marines have a huge advantage. Yeah. And you got 2 Overwatch guys, or you got a Storm Bolter and an Assault Cannon going. I mean, it could get really, really messy.
Well, so I can see why. I just kind of feel that the rooms, you know, there could be maybe a couple different size rooms even.
They could just get a Gene Stealer player Tyranid Warriors.
That's true, too.
Yeah.
Or Carnifaxes.
But, I mean, I'm just saying is, you know, maybe a couple of rooms that are actually bigger, you know, make them
like Gene Stealer hives where you have like a 10, you know,
yeah, that'd be kind of cool.
Thing.
That
would be
so that's the only thing I think it's lacking in.
Actually, most of the rooms are 3 by 3 spaces by 3 spaces. There's like 2 of them that are 3 by 4, and those are only used as special objective rooms. So like I said, even in the rooms, there's not a lot of room to maneuver. It is annoying.
So that's, I mean, I like the hallways, but I think the rooms could at least have a little variety, maybe something a little bit bigger. Just make, you know, have at least the opportunity to have something a little bit, maneuver a little bit better.
But as I said, it plays the theme of the game and it really keeps the balance. Yeah, you wouldn't, if it was two things wide for hallway, it could get really messy for the Tyranid player in a hurry.
Yeah, it would.
It's almost already hard enough to get up close to as it is, and if you got twice as many dice,
it would be a huge disadvantage. Yeah,
I did really well at the Tyranids. Joel.
I'm saying if hallways are too wide, it'd be a lot harder.
Well, the hallways, I'm not against the hallways being you know, to what I'm...
Yeah, like Joel says, it's Space Hulk.
Yeah, wouldn't be Space Hulk if they were white. Yeah.
No, but the rooms could be a little bit bigger.
Okay, let's talk about the 3-minute Space Marine turns. Kyle, like it or hate it?
I have no problem with it.
I like it as well. Joel, like it or hate it?
I like it.
Ryan?
I like it.
I don't think we've been in a real... the battle, like a real scenario where 3 minutes it's been close, except for the scenario.
Jason
except for
was
the scenario,
down to like
we were
30 to 12 seconds a few times when we were playing.
Yeah, I didn't feel any real time crunch.
No, we were
no,
really.
You don't.
I guess it really was
as long as you think ahead.
But quickly to explain it, spin turn, the gene sealer player can take as long as he wants.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. It's not a huge impact on you. It sometimes a few times in a game, in a small game, maybe once or twice if you're panicking like I was doing. Or maybe in a large game, you got all 10 of them out there. Even when we're playing like a team game with you guys rarely even got to 3 minutes. I think once, with all like 9
space
teams out there,
right,
you got it in 3 minutes. So if you know what you're doing, you're going to be fine. But
I mean, it really didn't pressure us. So, I mean, I didn't really feel an effect on it, so I have no problem with it.
Yeah, because when the opponent's moving around as gene stealers, you're already strategizing in your head what you're going to do.
So.
Well,
if you're not, you're an idiot. And you deserve to die.
Well, we died anyways, and we played it well.
Well, that's debatable. But,
Wait, our first 3 guys just got slaughtered.
The Emperor was...
He hated us and wanted us to die.
But I guess another advantage of 3 minutes, though, is it keeps the Space Marine player from taking forever. Because I guess they are more about tactics than just where the Gene Stealers throw guys at you. Because I guess if the Gene Stealers had a time limit, you'd run into a problem because like most of the dice rolling is done in the Gene Stealer's turn, and it would make the Gene Stealer player nearly impossible to actually play as because they got more pieces to move and they're being shot at more during their movements. And I guess, you know, the Space Marine player had a lot of time to think. It wouldn't, you know, the game I think would slow down a lot because they could really spend a long time planning every move.
I don't think it would slow down that much. Not in these missions that we were playing. I think in, you know, maybe a different scenario where you had full... You know, as we said, the full 10 guys.
And
I could see it, but not in the missions that we've played so far.
All right, Ryan, last statement.
Yeah, I just want to add that it provides the horror element to the film by, you know, how horror films, it looks like the bad guys seem like they have all the time in the world and the good guys have a limited amount of time. I think that provides an element to that.
That's true. All right, let's move on to Overwatch and weapons jamming. They're kind of related to each other, so we clump them into one. I guess that's my first... I tend to go first.
Wait, what did you say? Weapons jamming and...
Overwatch and weapons jamming.
Ah, okay.
Yes, I love it. Joel, like it or hate it?
It's great.
Ryan.
It's good.
Kyle. Yes, that's so sweet. He put it out there himself. He's being proactive. Okay, Overwatch. Space Marine players in their turn go into Overwatch. It's a defensive guard mode that allows them to shoot the Gene Stealers when the Gene Stealers do stuff in their turn. Weapons jam... Their weapons stop firing because they're firing too much, and that occurs. That can only occur when you're on Overwatch. That's why they kind of clump together. Why do we like it?
It gives you added defense to the game. Like, you don't want Gene Stealers to come up on you during the Gene Stealer, like, in that person's turn. Yeah.
I know it's too easy for them to come up on you.
Yeah, without
if you
it.
Can't,
yeah.
Without it.
If that wasn't there, Terminators would be screwed so much.
Yeah, you would be. So,
it really would be. When's jammed, we've had massive problems before.
And then the jamming also provides a way for the Marines not to have the total control, you know, of the Gene Stealers coming down, so the Gene Stealers do get a chance to slaughter. So it provides another 50-50 element to the game.
And it really adds that more of the horror movie element, too, because, you know, it's that kind of scene where you see it through the view of the alien charging down the hallway, the guy's firing his gun like crazy, and all of a sudden his gun like craps out. It's like, and then you see, you know, the camera overtake the guy, and there's some horrible screaming.
Except for really in Doom, where that's just an awful movie.
I know, I saw about 2 minutes.
I think the jamming, too, keeps you from going overboard with your, what are these,
command tokens.
Because you got to keep at least a
couple.
Command tokens give you extra actions for the Space Marine player. And if you don't have those in your weapons jam, you're really screwed. If you do, you're better off because you can unjam your weapon and keep firing. But it is a huge balance thing. And I think I like it. Anything else? Nope.
Enough said.
All right. Let's keep moving along here. The Gene Stealer blips. The little carver tokens they move along with. Servant Joel, like it or hate it?
I liked it.
Ryan,
I love it.
Kyle.
It was good.
And of course, I'm going to agree as well. What we're talking about are these little circle tokens right here. What they really are is before the Gene Stealer figures are on the board, these things are what come on the board. And they race around, they move around just like a Gene Stealer until either the Tyranid player reveals them or they walk into a line of sight of a Space Marine. And the idea is they kind of conceal how many Gene Stealers there are. This can represent 1 to 3 Gene Stealers. So the Space Marine player kind of knows what's going on, but they don't know the details until they're really close to them. I love this. It's horror movie theme.
I'll do my best Bill Paxton impersonation. They're all over the room, man! We're gonna all die! You know, it's kind of like that.
So sweet or haterade on that? What do you guys say?
Just someone shoot me, please.
Haterade!
That was painful.
Here you go, guys. Stick that on here, Kyle. We got two haterade, or Ryan. I'll do that again. Stick this on him. But yeah, it's, like I said, the horror element, because it also goes with the theme of the game where they got the biosensors who kind of know there's masses of biology moving at them. But they really don't know the size or strength.
They just don't know how many.
So it's really a lot of fun. And it gives the Gene Stealer player definitely an advantage, I'd say. Because, especially you're trying to unflank them, you don't know how powerful the flank's going to be. Mm-hmm. And that's going to affect, do I want to risk only being one guy here? Maybe I need to leave two in this area to do this.
Like how I left four of them for Joel.
That's right.
The four blips.
Yes.
I left four blips right in the back. And he sent his sergeant in. Which helped me a lot because his sergeant being back there, I was able to kill the rest of them.
And it turned out there was only four guys there out of the four blips. It could have been 12, so you really didn't know. So it was a gamble. Does he really want to have one guy stand off and shoot like crazy?
Or the sergeant.
Or the sergeant. Yes, the sergeant's fun.
I still hear the beeping noise in Alien 2. I mean, that's what I hear.
Definitely.
You can really feel that. It's terrifying. All right, well, we got just about to the end there. So we got two more topics, and then we'll go to our fun little rant section. Hopefully you guys got a list this time.
Here's my great list.
The last two topics are moving on.
Like Kyle's brain, blank.
Special weapons, i.e. the heavy flamer, the assault cannon, the psychic weapons, the parry, the block, the shield, the hammer, all that cool stuff is not the storm bolter. Like it or hate it, Ryan.
Like it.
Kyle.
Love it.
I definitely love it, too. Joel.
Gotta have it.
So why doesn't someone else...
So
like
have
I said,
we gone to Coolstone lately?
Does a body good.
Like I said, it's just a variety of different weapons. They do different stuff, and they're really cool. Which one's your favorite?
Flamethrower.
Flamethrower? Kyle.
I like the heavy gun.
Assault cannon?
Yep, assault cannon.
Theme-wise, assault cannon's the coolest, but I think the heavy flamer is probably the most useful. Like, Joel, what do you say?
Favorite? See, I like the assault cannon, because... It's like when we were playing, I was trying to hold a room, and you just sent four or five guys down the hallway, and it chewed through all of them.
Yeah, the assault cannon is a giant Vulcan cannon. It just holds down, sprays
like
bullets
giant
out.
Chain gun.
Yeah.
Yeah, same thing. Sort of.
Vulcan,
but it's not too powerful. They do give you a limited amount of ammunition.
Yeah. You get at most 20 shots in a game.
Right, so you can't just park your guys.
You gotta reload.
And flamethrower is limited ammo, too.
Yes.
So.
And the cool thing about the flamethrower, not only is it an area effect weapon, it blows up the entire area. It creates a firewall. They can't
really
get through very well.
That provides an element of strategy that's very useful to the game as long as you reserve some of your...
My thing. I kind of lost it.
Flamethrower shots.
But we barely used it when, in the first mission.
Oh, yeah, because the first mission, you got to get the flame guy into the room.
Yeah, you can't use all of it. See, that was Jason's big mistake when I faced them against the Genes.
I was screwed at that point. I lost all my guys.
Yeah, he was like, boom,
fire, 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 fire everywhere.
I only fired it twice.
You only fired it twice. Yeah, because... Because you didn't have all your guys chopped down the way I did.
Yeah, I just...
My entire front line was gone. As a flamethrower guy, just doing his best to hold them
off. Well, my front line guys were gone, too. Well, most of them. I was still able to get in. I mean, I was one space away from Jason beating me.
Two or three?
Yeah. I had three left.
And
all three were about to die.
Except for the sergeant. He kept trying to kill my sergeant.
Except it wasn't for the sergeant held the line, I would have killed Cal. But, that's what it was. It was one guy holding the line.
The sergeant was parrying everything and slaughtering you.
Because his sword allows him to reroll one of my attacks. He got his guard thing to reroll an attack. It's brutal.
Believe it or not, my sergeant didn't do much for me. He really didn't. He just held the rear. That was pretty much it. And it didn't do,
So to sum it up, the special weapons do cool things and really change the game up from the run down the hall firing your gun. What was that?
Nothing.
Apparently, I gotta listen to this thing. He must have made some kind of bizarre reference.
I did not make any.
I think Ryan did.
No, I just said something.
Okay.
That.
All right, let's go ahead and move on to the very last topic. The value of the product in its whole. It's a $100 kit. Let's see. It's Kyle, like it or hate it?
I think it's worth $90. I'm not sure about $100.
Hater. Joel.
Hate it.
Yeah, I don't like it.
See, I'm going to be the direct opposite and be the Games Workshop tool argument and say I like it.
You're a tool.
So go ahead. I guess, obviously, you guys know. Say, why don't you think it's worth $100? What's it missing?
It depends on who buys it. If somebody who's into Space Hulk, loves Space Hulk, and totally wants this game, then $100 is more than worth it. But I'm talking about a person that...
Why isn't that worth it for you?
35 figures
why is it not
only?
Worth it? Why is it not worth
assuming,
it for me?
Assuming you had $100 to spend on it.
Yeah.
There's 35 figures.
Well, now that I play it, I mean, I would spend $100 for it, but for me, that's still too pricey. I'd understand $80.
$90 is about my limit on
this
game.
I play Warhammer 40,000. I don't think it's worth $100.
35 figures and tiles. I mean, that's nice. It's by no means is
and
it not I, nice.
And you do have the figures, which is probably why they raise it to 100 because there is a lot
and
of figures in there.
It's a name. Right. No, but 35 is not that much.
I mean, they're also in terms of, I guess, like I said, they're high quality figures and they're all brand new sculpts. Yes. Never, none of them have ever been seen before. I think it's the first time the blue
will give
it plastic.
That.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
the
I do
sculpts
that,
are amazing.
Still,
no, they're really nice, but I'm just saying for $100, I think there's way too much of the name cost added to it that shouldn't be
that's
there.
That's Games Workshop in general.
That's another thing.
And plus, it's sold in limited quantities, so that probably bumps up the price, too.
Well, here, we're getting kind of towards the end, so I'll say why I thought it's actually worth the money. There is $230 worth of figures in here. If you're a 40K player, especially if you're Tyranids and Space Marines, this is one heck of a deal. You're getting over 50% off in terms of buying these figures individually. So for me, especially as I'm a Tyranid player, I've got now 22 more Gene Stealers and new Broodlord I can throw down in the field. That right there is $140 worth of figures.
And you're just starting to paint them too,
yeah.
Which is pretty cool.
So I mean, that's why for me, it's definitely worth the money. Plus, I mean, I don't play Space Marines, but they look cool, and I wouldn't mind having them for, you know, custom scenarios or something. Mm-hmm. That's my argument. It's
yeah.
Oh, you're getting over half off the figures.
But you're talking to somebody who has who's never
you're
played.
Right. Different perspective.
Yeah, different perspective.
I'm a 40K fan.
Yep.
You're not really a 40K fan, so.
No,
I've just never had an opportunity
a
to play her time.
Joel's a 40K fan, and he still thinks it's not worth it, though.
That's his opinion, so.
Oh, well, yeah, I'm just saying, and he gave
three
some
against,
reasons.
Three against one.
That's what we got to decide. It's $230 of figures worth $100 to you.
I mean,
if I were playing 40K, yes.
I don't know.
Okay, well, anyway. Let's move on to our rant topics.
Would they be allowed to be used in 40K?
Oh, yeah. They're all perfectly legal. You got to put them on the bases, but that takes a few minutes. But, yeah, they are all tournament legal. Any Warhammer 40,000 or Warhammer Fantasy figure is legal in a 40K Fantasy tournament. Hmm. So I will be putting them on bases, and you will see them being used in my Warhammer 40K armies. I guarantee you that sometime in the future. So let's do... We got enough time to do six-man rants. So what we're going to do here...
We'll start six minutes.
You mean
what
for
happened?
each of us?
We're only at 31 minutes right now.
Each of us? Or
no,
just
6 minutes total.
Okay, thank you. Thank God.
Okay. We thought you meant six each.
No. So, Ryan. We're going to start with Ryan.
Okay, can I just do one or...
Yeah, you'll pick a topic, say whether you like it or whether you don't like it, and then, you know, just go ahead and give a short explanation why or why not, and then, you know, keep it to maybe 3 or 4 sentences, keep it short, move on to Kyle, then to me, then to Joel, and just keep going over. And each one of us can either start a new topic or we can kind of carry on to something someone else talked about earlier.
Okay.
So Ryan, 6 minutes on the clock, let's go.
Okay, I don't have too many complaints about this game, but one of the complaints I do have is some of the Gene Stealers figures. The bases gives them a hard time to stand up and they fall over.
Kyle, what do you say?
About that?
No, anything. That or something else?
Well... I feel that the Space Marines are way too dependent for the game on dice rolling.
Okay.
I think, maybe there's a way to adjust that to make a different rule set, but when you lose one Space Marine, that you're hurt, but that's not too horrible. But when you're losing, three, you're absolutely screwed. And so, and it's really dependent so much on you actually hitting something.
All right, well, I get jumped to one.
So.
I guess one complaint for me is limited character choice. You've got Terminators, you got Gene Stealers, and you got a Broodlord. I want a Dreadnought, I want Tyranid Warriors, I want other stuff. Whether it comes now or an expansion later, I think that'd be awesome.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's Warhammer 40,000.
Yeah, but it'd still be cool to see that kind of stuff in here. it's from a different perspective, because you don't see that, you don't see small scale battles like this in 40K. So I'd like to see the extra stuff. Hopefully they bring it in eventually. Joel.
One aspect where I thought Games Workshop really dropped the ball was their tile design. Way too bland. I look at this tile, if you just threw this down in front of me, what is this from? This could be from Doom, this could be from an Aliens game. I mean, if this is a Warhammer 40,000 game, and it's going to have an Imperial spaceship, you know, where are the Imperial Aquilas? Where's all the Gothic architecture? That's what I thought was lacking from the tiles. Because if you look at, like, the terrain sets that they make for the game, everything's very, it's got a very rich texture to it. This is just a bland stock tile that could come
from any sci-fi game. Would you put that on the doors also, do you think, too?
Yeah. They should have, like, each door should have an Imperial Aquila.
And maybe a room number, you know, that says, you know, that this is this room or something.
Right.
Okay,
go
ahead. The doors, I like the doors. I just have one minor quirk about them, is they do get in the way sometimes when you're moving.
Is that a hater or so sweet?
It's a sweet. Okay. But it's just the minor concern is, I mean, I'm glad they added the doors in. But just the fact that, I mean, doors get in the way sometimes, just a minor concern.
Okay, Kyle, anything else?
Well, I would have to make note of, I know we've made mention before of this, but we actually haven't made mention of the arrows. Arrows I do like.
The Gene Stealer entry arrows?
Yes, I do like them. I think it's very nice to know at least at what points they're going to enter and where you can actually put them. So that it's really easy to see, really easy to maneuver around to different scenarios. Okay. And apparently there was an arrow pointed at me.
And next, one really neat thing they did with this game is they put four plastic bags in the box to hold all the little counters. That is cool. No one else does that. Fantasy Flight, get to work on that. It's small, but it's really cool.
How many bags do we need for
your
game?
Might be a little bit mad about that.
Do we need like 6 or 7 for your game?
More than that.
For Twilight Imperium is like 20. Okay, yeah. Joel, anything else?
Yes, one thing. When I heard they were making a plastic Broodlord, I was very excited. I play Tyranids, and Broodlord is one of my favorite models. I think it's very cool, the pose they got him in. I was very excited. We open the box, and I look at it. This is the Broodlord. Big letdown. Just looks like a big Gene Stealer.
What the new brewer is going to look like when they come out in December. Go ahead. Or maybe just January. Ryan.
Flamethrower. I love the flamethrower, the way you use it. I love the flamethrower tile. It adds an element of strategy in the game that, as long as you use it correctly, will help you secure your win.
All right, Kyle, anything else?
Well, I would have to go with one more thing. I have a problem with the chainsaw on the Marine.
Chain fist, yes.
I do like. Didn't work, but he doesn't accept Warhammer 40K logic. Okay, go ahead.
Or wording. It's not 40K logic. It's 40K wording.
Anyway,
it's still a chainsaw. It is a chain saw, and therefore it's still a chainsaw.
It's
but
attached
anyway,
to a fist.
So it's a chain fist.
It's a chain fist.
But it's still a chainsaw. But that's besides the point. You're going off topic.
The chainsaw is part of the chain fist.
Okay. Well, hurry up. You got 2 seconds.
So, and okay, I don't
five,
like it because. Four. You know what? Stop it. Stop it. I will
keep
going.
He doesn't like
it.
Okay, my turn.
No, I keep going.
Go. Stop. Go.
Stop. So, because you distracted me there. No, because it can take down doors, which is nice, but it, you know, does take up the whole time. My whole problem is it doesn't give any advantage melee at all. And there's only one of them. And I think it should have some, you know, maybe some kind of advantage.
We've already explained why it doesn't work in Warhammer 40K. That's why Kyle is wrong. My topic. Okay, the one thing that drives me up the wall is one small, stupid little thing. In the rule book, they use the word dice in the plural form to refer to a single D6. I just want to scream. It's annoying. I hate it. It literally says roll a dice. That's not right. It's roll a die. Get it right, Games Workshop. Go ahead.
That's really dumb.
It's the British.
Is that what it is? Is it British?
I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. Okay, go ahead. Well, yeah, we're playing for one more thing.
That was it for me.
Okay, okay. I got
Kyle,
one more.
Do you know what?
Forgot to mention this. The dice. Usually, I hate dice. Dice don't not like me. I love the dice from this game. The dice work very well with me. Love the dice.
That's it. Okay, we're going to go on to our final reviews in just a moment here. Let's see our final score tally. Wow, that is lopsided.
Well, also, I think we have more topics than usual.
It was a good game.
I mean, we really did have a few more topics.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 38, 39, 40,
54 so sweets about six, to 1, 10, 2, 3, 12. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 12. 9, 10, 11, to 12 hater rates. Wow, that's lopsided.
That's about,
usually a good game
that's about 80%
is about like equal, or average game is about equal. Yeah, oh wow, okay. So final reviews. Ryan, should we roll off first? Let's roll off.
We can roll off.
Can you reach those dice, Joel? Or?
Really? Rolling yes. off.
Highest number goes first. 4.
5.
3.
We roll you 2.
2.
Okay, Joel, 6. Final review.
I thought it was a good game overall. I don't know what else to add. One thing, they say it's a limited run. I don't buy it. I think this game's going to be around for a while. They spent way too much money sculpting these figures to just do a limited run and then say that's the end of it.
Well, okay. You never know.
Is that it?
But you never know. That's right. That's it.
Okay, Kyle.
Really like this game. It's got some unique characteristics. I think it's bland if you, you know, for thinking it's a space genre horror. Yeah, that I don't like, but overall, really good. Not worth the cost, according to me, but if you're a fanatic of the game, then, you know, go for it.
Okay, Ryan?
I know I said in our Blood Bowl review that I was going to choose Blood Bowl probably for Game of the Year, but I lied. I'm sorry. Because this one seems like the better game. This reminds me of Monster Apocalypse from last year. I mean, not the similar, but just the way this game is freaking fun to play.
Maybe you shouldn't just like say game of the year just quite yet.
I know.
You still got
Arcane
Legion, like WizKids 2.0 coming. Okay. You never know, that could be game of the year.
Okay. Yeah, I know. I mean, two good games. I'm going to have a hard time making my mind with this game. And this game is fun to do. It's very simple to play. I mean, I wouldn't mind playing it over and over again. And even though it does cost $100, I would love to buy it sometime.
I think we might as well play Russian Roulette with a style of 6 bullets. Thank you very much. If it's coming from WizKids, that's pretty
good. It's not WizKids. It's World's Expedition, which is kind of WizKids 2.0-ish.
Oh, okay.
It's part of the, you know, part of the company reformed in this new company, and we'll find
that's
out October 7th when it
turned
comes
into?
Out. Some of them, I don't know how many of them from WizKids actually went to the company. I know it's just Jordan Wiseman and some people. So
okay.
I think it's Jordan Wiseman. Anyway, my final review. Awesome, awesome game. This is just a blast to play. It is super tense. It is very dramatic. It captures a theme of a sci-fi horror movie. Just fantastic. And I'm about to start playing a campaign with some friends in this, and I can't wait to see where that goes. There's no campaign rules in it, which is a disappointment, which might give Blood Bowl the edge. This is definitely a Game of the Year competitor. This is... Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
I see why
absolutely.
There is such a hardcore fan audience.
It's going to be really hard to decide at the end of the year what is Game of the Year.
Really, really hard.
Yeah.
So I guess that's about it. Thanks for watching. I guess the usual kind of stuff. Email me questions or comments. Send them over to jason@rockosoftware.com. And see, we didn't get an actual email, but I got actually a Twitter comment from O'Conlin. He wanted to just mention how difficult it was to paint these guys, and then provide a link to his blog. So I'll go ahead and put that in the show notes, just for the fun of it. So you can take a look at that if you want to see a nice painting guide how to do it. It gives you different colors, how you mix the right colors. So if you want to see how you accurately paint them. Other than that, Twitter, for me, it's TT_Battlefield. Ryan?
RManMan4.
Which he does update.
And I am on Twitter.
Jason, keep
my links on, please. Thank you.
It drives me crazy when I leave his links off the show notes. So, either of you guys got Twitter or anything?
I don't do Twitter.
No, I don't do Twitter.
Of course not.
Of course.
And also, if you want to play some Dawn of War 2 or Left 4 Dead with me, track down Rocker Robotics on Steam, and eventually I might have time to play with you. I'm kind of busy, but just let me know. Just sign me up as a friend, and we'll see if we go from there. So with that...
So are you just that bored, then, just recently? I thought you were generally pretty busy.
I said I'm pretty busy.
Oh, I'm just thinking.
I'm always really busy.
Oh, okay.
Who isn't really busy?
No, you're telling people, I need a friend. I need a friend. Friend me so I can play you in Dawn of War 2.
Okay.
Clearly, Kyle does not understand the internet community. Epic fail.
So are we going to put this on failblog.org? You know, what?
Failblog.org?
Yeah.
Not yet.
No. I mean, pretty much, I don't think you could really put this on failblog.org.
But anyway, let's go ahead and finish this up. So this is not our last review for the year. We got one more, which is Arcane Legions, the collectible mass strategy.
Then?
I don't know. Throw stuff off a balcony. collectible mass strategy game by Wells Expeditions that comes out October 7th. The one local game store left around here does have actually a demo copy of it in one of their kind of special retail promo packs they sent out. So if I feel like sitting down and assembling it, I can play it, he said.
Which store was that?
Guild of Blades down in Mass.
Guild of Blades, yes.
Nice store down there. So yeah, that's about it. We got a few more other topics coming up for the end of the year. I don't know, I'll come up with something because we're kind of struggling.
We like to make stuff up.
We like to make stuff up on the fly.
Yes, we do.
That's about right.
That's about right. All right, well, that's enough rambling. Thanks for coming to the show, Joel. You're welcome to come back whenever you want.
Yeah, anytime.
And it was definitely a pleasure.
It's probably an interesting experience to see us crazy nuts talk back and forth amongst ourselves.
Absolutely.
So with that, let's sign off. Start with, let's go in the order we always do.
Yeah, Kyle.
All right. I'm Kyle.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Joel.
And I'm Jason. Thanks for watching. We'll see you again in 2 weeks on the next episode of the Tabletop Battlefield.
The Tabletop Battlefield is copyright 2007-2009 by Jason Rutherford and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial License.
The intro music Down With Everything is by The Transfer and is acquired from www.pathefighter.com and is used under a Creative Commons License.